Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Jimmy Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. With summer fast approaching, Americans will flock to their beaches, all 90,000 miles of U.S. coastline, even before the current crisis in the Gulf. However, more than 25,000 beaches were closed or posted as unhealthy at one point or another in the last years. And when asked to grade the nation's coastlines, an overwhelming 75% of those surveyed gave U.S. beaches a grade of C or lower. Only 1% gave our beaches an A grade. So the Surf Rider Foundation has partnered with Barefoot Wines to start the Barefoot Beach Rescue Project. The project travels from coast to coast, hosting more than 35 beach cleanups to help keep America's coastlines beautiful. And this weekend, Surf Rider and Barefoot are inviting volunteers in our listening area to Rockaway Beach to assist the cleanup there. Joining me now is John Weber. He is the East Coast Regional Manager for the Surf Rider Foundation. John, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. As a listener and a member, it's great to be here.
Oh, we love that. And in fact, you called us last week during a segment Brian did on what individuals can do to help in the Gulf crisis. And Surf Rider is all about getting people involved in beach cleanup. So we wanted to have you back to talk about our beaches. And why don't we first have you remind us what Surf Rider is?
Surf Rider is a global organization dedicated to the protection and enjoyment of the world's oceans, waves, and beaches for all people.
Terrific. And I have to ask this question. Why partner up with Barefoot Wines? Why not a sunscreen company or a flip-flop brand? What has wine got to do with it? Or I guess another way to ask the question is, how did this project to clean up the beaches get started?
Well, it is about making the beaches barefoot friendly. And I have to say, I've worked for nonprofits my whole adult life, and you can get a little skeptical about corporate partnerships, but this is the best one I've ever seen, because Barefoot is not asking us to hawk their wares. They make and sell wine, and we clean up beaches, and they're just helping us do this on many, many levels.
All right. Well, we know you're going to be at Rockaway Beach this weekend. I want to hear all about that event in just a moment, but I also want to hear from our listeners. We want to know what your favorite beach is and why. Do you go to the same beach every weekend, which is what I do? I stake out the same exact spot. I get there early, so my spot is not taken. So do you do that? And if so, why? Or do you seek a new beach scene every time? And what are you looking for? What makes your beach special? And if you could change one thing about your beach, this is your chance to tell the East Coast Regional Manager for Surf Rider what you would change. Call 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. Give a shout out for your favorite beach or post a comment at our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian's page. We've actually also posted the question on Facebook, and we've got a tremendous response. We posted, what's the highest on your list of priorities when you pick a beach? Nice sand, clean water, good snacks, close by. Here's what we've got. Joe says big waves. Must be a surfer. Louisa says lots of fog and very few people. Isn't that kind of an interesting response?
It is.
Maybe she's a San Franciscan. Kristen says, clean water, no mini jellyfish to swim through, a few riptides for just sunning and dipping feet. And she says, I used to go to Coney Island as far west from the rides as possible. So we'll look for some more folks to call in, 212-433-WMYC. And let's talk about Rockaway Beach. Tell us about the event this weekend.
Sure, the Barefoot Wine Beach Rescue Project. These are essentially beach cleanups where we're inviting everyone to come and help us clean the beach. It is going to be this on Saturday, the 12th, and everyone is invited to do that. And afterwards, anyone that's 21 and up can join us for a celebration with live music to celebrate our beach cleanup.
And you don't just do beach cleanups, though, Surf Rider. You do ecological, educational tours, other events as well, all kinds of things to inspire love of beaches.
Sure. The main issues that Surf Rider Foundation works on are water quality, beach access, sustainable coastal development, and preserving special places. And what's great about the Beach Rescue Project that it just brings people, gets them involved, engages them in protecting their own or helping their own local beach, and then we do the work of letting them know about all of our additional work and campaigns.
One thing that I found really fun on the website, and I've never really thought about this, though I've traveled all over the country, there's a real rivalry in the country, East Coast beaches, West Coast beaches, Florida, Coney Island, the Pacific, Atlantic rivalry. How does that tend to break down in your? Obviously, we know you're the East Coast regional manager. Try and put that aside for a moment and tell us what the website reflects and what your organization has learned in terms. It's a fun rivalry, but when you do you did a little survey, and it kind of breaks down a little bit.
Sure, we did do a survey with Barefoot, asking people about beaches, and the East Coast beaches edged out the West Coast beaches. I know
the Beach Boys. I mean, it's just I was blown away by that, because being a New Yorker, it's always easy, and I think on the website you call it the grass is always greener phenomenon. Being an East Coast girl, and I love my East Coast beaches, I just always had this sort of West Coast fantasy. It just must be cooler over there on the West Coast. And somehow the East Coast beaches edged out. All right.
Perhaps they take them for granted, especially in Southern California, where they can get to them and it's warm year-round.
All right.
I know East Coasters treasure it because the beach season is shorter and the weather's not always great. So they really treasure it, which is great for us because that helps us engage people in keeping those beaches barefoot friendly, clean, pristine, and that's our goal.
Now, I also read on Surfrider website that you believe, quote, bottles are scarier than sharks. Why is that?
Well, your chances of seeing a shark, East Coast, West Coast, any beach, is really rare. Your chance of seeing a discarded bottle are actually pretty good. And that's unfortunate, and that's why we're engaging people in things like this beach rescue project, a beach cleanup. Much of what hits the ocean is plastic. Plastic doesn't break down. Those plastic bottles are going to be around forever, and they're going to end up at that favorite beach of yours. And that's why they can be scarier. Your one comment, or you read one listener's comment about, what they don't like. They don't like seeing beach litter, and pretty much everybody feels like that. So
yeah, and again, my name is Jamie Floyd. I'm in for Brian Lehrer. John Weber is my guest. He's the East Coast Regional Manager for Surfrider. They're kicking off the 35 beach cleanup across the country. This is the fourth year that they're doing this. This weekend, Rockaway Beach. And John, when we're out there this Saturday, you mentioned, of course, bottles, plastics, of course, and glass. But what are the other most common types of litter we're going to see when cleaning up the beach or any beach?
Well, I'm sorry to say you're going to see a lot of cigarette butts. Those don't break down either. They are a form of plastic. You're going to see a lot of plastic drinking straws. And when you think about a drinking straw, it's the ultimate, you use it for 5 seconds or maybe 5 minutes, and then it's discarded. And if it makes its way to the beach, it's going to be around for a long, long time. That's why we need to do the things we do.
All right, let's take a call from Claudio, who's in New Jersey.
Hello.
Hey, Claudio, you're on WMYC.
Hi, how you doing? I was just wondering why, there isn't some movement in New Jersey to allow people to enjoy the beach more, especially in the evening, like enjoy bonfires. It seems like a beach is the safest place to have a fire. I can have a fire pit in my backyard. I can't have a little bonfire on the beach. And also enjoy alcoholic beverages on the beach, like most of the beaches in New Jersey.
What's your favorite beach, Claudia? While I got you, give a shout-out to your favorite beach.
My favorite beach is Island Beach State Park, just south of the seaside. I think it's beautiful. It's got foxes there in the morning come out, and a lot of wildlife and gorgeous beaches.
Just beautiful, beautiful beach. All right, good questions. I think in New Jersey there's a distinction between the private beaches and the public beaches in terms of bonfires and alcoholic beverages and things like that. But there may be some good reasons on the questions he asked, right, John?
Well, we have very few private beaches in New Jersey. There are some. The way it works is that the towns are at liberty to administer the beaches the way they see fit. It truly is state land. The towns don't own it, but they get to manage it. I'm sure the alcoholic beverages question goes back to when most of that stuff came in glass bottles. Let's talk about barefoot or not barefoot friendly. That could be really dangerous. I'd love to see bonfires on the beach regulated somehow. Unfortunately, you do have to go to Southern California for that. They seem to welcome it. They have fire pits on a lot of beaches there. And, I don't dispute what your caller says. It would be great. It's just not reality right now.
All right, let's take a call from David in Jersey City. David, you are on with John Weber.
Hey, John, how you doing? I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Rockaway Beach, which I was a former surfer prior to a spinal cord injury, so I used to get out there quite a lot to 90th Street as well as 66th Street to ride the waves there. But 18 months ago, I had an accident. Now I'm bound to a wheelchair. So now we get out to Jacob Riis Beach, and we can actually take a water taxi there from Lower Manhattan. And once you get to the beach, they have a beach-accessible wheelchair that you can rent for free at the lifeguard station. So you can actually get out on the sand in your wheelchair with big tires. And that's a, you know, it's a novelty for somebody who's in a wheelchair these days. And I think it's pretty cool that they offer that through the New York City Parks and Recs Department.
That is fantastic. Beach Access is really close to Surfrider Foundation's heart. And probably most people don't think of access in those terms, but that's certainly really important to you. That's great, David.
That's a great tip, David. Thank you so much for that call. Joe in Staten Island, you are on with John Weber.
Hi, John. I want to applaud the last caller. My problem with the beach is tiny compared to what he must be up against, and I think that's fantastic, and I hope that there is more access. But my favorite beaches are the Jones Beach, Robert Moses kind of group, because not only because of they're beautiful and it's a great piece of the Atlantic, but also because of the whole egalitarian way that they were developed to provide access for people and resources to get outdoors. But my problem is, and John mentioned it, is the cigarette butts, because they're just so numerous and they're poisonous, and people have sort of a cultural idea that they can just toss them into the sand. I guess they think it's maybe like their ashtrays in front of their elevators in their office buildings, or what we used to have anyway. And is there any kind of like government initiative to stop people from doing that?
Indeed, there is. I know there's a bill in the New Jersey state legislature to ban smoking at parks, and that would include beaches. It's making its way through. Not going to say it's definitely going to pass, but that's in New Jersey. And I believe in New York there's similar legislation and statewide, again, for parks and beaches. So that would include Robert Moses and Jones Beach. And I agree with you. Those are great, great beaches, very natural. And I believe the city also, not through legislation, but they are considering policy that would do the same, that would limit smoking in parks and beaches. And that would be great, even if, you know, let the smokers have an area where they can smoke. But what all smokers can do is realize that their beach is not an ashtray and simply, you know, pack it out. If you bring it onto the beach, bring it with you, and then make sure, even if you're on the boardwalk or something, make sure it's disposed of properly.
And that goes for all trash, cigarette butts and everything else. I have to ask you, John, we're getting up against the end, but I have to ask you real quick about one other thing, and that is the natural gas issue. Real quick. I know that's real near and dear to your heart. Why should New Yorkers care about that issue?
Absolutely. There is a plan, believe it or not, to build an artificial island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean to bring in super tankers filled with liquid natural gas. It's a bad idea. Surfrider Foundation's fighting it. Barefoot Wine is actually helping that campaign. And if people come out to the beach cleanup in Rockaway on Saturday, we're going to engage them a little bit about this liquid natural gas campaign.
Can they see information about that on your website?
They absolutely can, both, I believe, on the New York City chapter's website as well as Surfrider Foundation's national website, surfrider.org.
Okay. And Rockaway is a big beach. Where do they go?
The beach cleanup is going to be at Beach 90th Street. It's convenient because it's kind of in the middle there, and it's also where the A train ends up, so easy to get to, especially by mass transit.
Terrific. John Weber, thank you so much for joining us. We learned so much, and we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow. Anyone who wants to meet John Weber, you can meet him at Rockaway Beach tomorrow. You heard where the A train ends up. I like that expression. I will sing. No, I won't. I won't. Okay. And the Barefoot Beach Rescue Cleanup is from 4 to 6 p.m. At 6:30, Barefoot Wines will host a celebration for anyone 21 and over with free wine and the music of Eric Hendrickson for you young folks. You know who he is. Should be fun. And whatever you're doing this weekend, have a great one. I am Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks for listening. Okay. We probably could have gone in the